up until this chapter, most everything has talked about the judgment upon God's people in Jerusalem, who, as you know, were carried away to Babylon for 70 years. But this chapter changes the subject. This speaks about the judgment on the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Edomites, and the Philistines. I'm going to read this, and the message will follow. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against the Ammonites and prophesy against them. And say unto the Ammonites, Hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, Because thou saidst, Aha, against my sanctuary, when it was profane, and against the land of Israel, when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah, when they went into captivity. Behold, therefore, I will deliver thee to the men of the east for a possession, and they shall set their palaces in thee and make their dwellings in thee. They shall eat thy fruit, and they shall drink thy milk, and I will make Rabbah a stable for camels, and the Ammonites a couching place for flocks. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. For thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast clapped thine hands and stamped with the feet and rejoiced in heart with all thy despite against the land of Israel. Behold, therefore, I will stretch out mine hand upon thee and will deliver thee for a spoil to the heathen. And I will cut thee off from the people, and I will cause thee to perish out of the country. I will destroy thee, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because that Moab and Seir do say, Behold, the house of Judah is like unto all the heathen. Therefore, behold, I will open the side of Moab from the cities and from his cities which are on his frontiers. The glory of the country, Beth Jeshimoth, Baal Meon, and Kiriathaim, unto the men of the east with the Ammonites, and I will give them in possession, that the Ammonites may not be remembered among the nations. And I will execute judgments upon Moab, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because that Edom hath dealt against the house of Judah by taking vengeance, and hath greatly offended and revenged himself upon them. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, I will also stretch out mine hand upon Edom, and I will cut off man and beast from it, and I will make it desolate from Teman, and they of Dedan shall fall by the sword. And I will lay my vengeance upon Edom by the hand of my people Israel, and they shall do in Edom according to mine anger and according to my fury, and they shall know my vengeance, saith the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, Because the Philistines have dealt by revenge and have taken vengeance with a despiteful heart to destroy it for the old hatred. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will stretch out mine hand upon the Philistines, and I will cut off the Carathims, and destroy the remnant of the seacoast. And I will execute great vengeance upon them with furious rebukes. And they shall know that I am the Lord when I shall lay my vengeance upon them. When Israel began their journey into the promised land, the Lord gave them special instructions about the Ammonites and the Moabites and the Edomites. In Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 17 through 19, we read this, that the Lord spake unto me, saying, thou art to pass over through Ar, the coast of Moab, this day. And when thou comest nigh over against the children of Ammon, distress them not, nor meddle with them. For I will not give thee of the land of the children of Ammon any possession, because I have given it unto the children of Lot for a possession. Israel didn't touch them. They didn't go through their land. They left them alone, both the Ammonites and the Moabites. Then the Lord said to them concerning Edom, if I can find my place here, yes, Deuteronomy 2, 8 and 9. And we passed by from our brethren, the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, through the way of the plain from Elath and from Ezion Gaber. We turned and passed by the way of the wilderness of Moab. And the Lord said unto me, distress not the Moabites, neither contend with them in battle, for I'll not give thee of their land for a possession, because I have given Ar unto the children of Lot for a possession. He said the same concerning Edom. Edom was the place where the children of Esau lived, you might remember. In Numbers chapter 20, verse 14 through 21, he recalled that Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Edom. Thus saith my brother Israel, thou knowest all the travail that hath befallen us, how our fathers went down into Egypt, and we have dwelt in Egypt a long time. And the Egyptians vexed us and our fathers. And when we cried unto the Lord, he heard our voice and sent an angel and hath brought us forth out of Egypt. And behold, we are in Kadesh. Now, they were in Kadesh Barnea, the infamous place where they refused to go and cross over into the promised land. And behold, we're in Kadesh, a city in the uttermost of thy border. Let us pass, I pray thee, through the country. We will not pass through the fields or through the vineyards, neither will we drink of the water of the wells, and we will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand nor to the left until we have passed thy borders. And Edom said unto him, thou shalt not pass by me, lest I come out against thee with the sword. And the children of Israel said unto him, we will go by the highway. And if and I, my cattle, drink of thy water, then I will pay for it. I will only, without doing anything else, go through on my feet. And he said, thou shalt not go through. And Edom came out against him with much people and with a strong hand. Thus Edom refused to give Israel passage through his border. Wherefore Israel turned away from him. Brethren, God judged his people, Israel and Judah. Peter said, judgment must begin at the house of the Lord. And if it begins at us, what will be the end of them that obey not the gospel of Christ? You know, we're told, we who are God's people, our Lord said, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. And do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and send rain on the just and on the unjust. That's the way we're taught to live. So I think today to try to encourage you about the trouble in the world and in our land. The world, we know, in general, has a violent hatred toward God's people, toward Him, toward His Word. And we have in this land a great, great number of people that hate anyone who does righteousness, anyone who tries to live right and do right and do the right thing. And this is that great bunch of people that are turned against our leader and against those that try to help and guide the country. Now, I'm not saying that all of these people that are in places of power are God's children. They may not be, but they're trying to do the right thing. And there's a host of people that want to stand against them. And I want to just kind of show you that this is what happens in a land or among a people who try to serve the Lord and who try to do the right thing. Jude said this, there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, after were destroyed them that believe not. What Jude is trying to do is to encourage them because of the opposition that comes in their daily lives. Many of you are in a great strait and stress right now simply because that the majority of the people in the world are only interested in the almighty dollar and what it can buy. And I'll do anything. The love of money, beloved, is the root of all evil. You can mark it down. I've seen that years and years and years. And the longer we go in life, the more I know it's true. If your boss can make another dollar, he doesn't care about what happens to you. But the Lord has promised to take care of you, and all of this has an end. You can be sure of that. The angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Brethren, listen, these filthy dreamers today that are plaguing the land with filth and smut, one day will get theirs. Their foot will slide in due time. It's going to happen. You can just mark it down. That's why these things are written in the scriptures. He goes on to say, likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. I was reading something about the president yesterday, and he said, you know, it wouldn't make any difference what I did. These people would hate me because I'm trying to do that which is right and just and make the country a safe place in which to live. And that's really true. They're not going to stop. It's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse as the days go ahead. He goes on to say, yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of things which they know not. See, they don't understand. They don't know. Brother Rick was talking about the witnesses today in his presentation. Thank God for that. You know, I thought about as he was talking, I thought about how, about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that quaternion of soldiers, the 16 Roman soldiers, could have given a witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. But no, they took the bribe. They took the bribe. The money was more important to them than the truth of what had taken place. And the report went on and on and on as the days went by. No, Herod knew, but do you think he would say anything? No, because he was a wicked man. What he would do is deny it. No, he wasn't risen from the grave. Somebody came and stole his body and took him away, and they paid the soldiers to pass on the same story, so they couldn't be witnesses. But thanks be to God that God had reserved unto himself above 500 brethren at once who saw the resurrected Christ and passed that on. And now it's been passed on through the years to us. My, my, today, if we had 500 people, that would give witness to some event that was taking place. We would receive it readily. But the world says, no, there's no Jesus. He never was risen from the dead. But 500 brethren at once saw him. All of the apostles saw him. Mary Magdalene saw him after he was raised from the dead. Praise God that we have a sure witness. Well, he goes on to say, woe unto them. They've gone in the way of Cain. You see, Cain was a wicked man and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. These are raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they ungodly sinners did. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's person in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Oh, hang on, saints. Be faithful, people. keep on keeping on. Don't fall out in the fight. Don't grow weary. The day is coming. Their foot shall slide in due time. You know, David had much to say about that. I want you to bear with me today as I read a psalm. Turn with me to the 37th psalm for just a minute. And I want to look at this and notice the blessed promise that's here about those who are the wicked. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Hey, they've got the money. They've got all of the wealth. They got more than I could wish, more than mine could even gather or fathom. I can't even imagine the lifestyle that many of these wicked people are living. They oppress the poor. They tread on the widow. They take away the houses of the poor. And yet, here, David said, don't be envious against these workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Oh, don't worry about Hillary and Bill Clinton. They're reserved unto judgment. Don't worry about these that lie and lie and lie and lie. God knows about them, and their sins will find them out in due time. You can't do it anyway. Not much of you feel so helpless, but praise God, we have the victory. We have the victory. No question about it. And all of these people whose intention is to come into this land and destroy it, they may eventually do it, but I can tell you this, their judgment is coming. Their judgment is coming. There's no question about that. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, just a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But watch this. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Brethren, our blessed time is coming. Yeah. On this earth, where we rule and we reign with Jesus Christ as his blessed bride, rule over the earth, and he'll rule with a rod of iron, and we'll rule with him, and he'll put out of his kingdom all things that offend to begin with. He'll call all nations into judgment, and he'll bring all of these people in. And those that on his left hand, these are the ones that have been hateful toward his brethren. These are the ones that would not feed those that are hungry, that would not clothe those who needed clothing, and would not visit those that are sick or in prison. And the Lord showed them, this is the kind of person you are, and the kind of person you are says that I'm going to send you into the flames of a fiery hell right now as I go into my millennial reign. And at that day, every sinner on this earth will be cast into the lake of fire, and not one person on earth that will not be one brought into God's covenant. We'll learn war no more, brethren. there'll be peace on the earth. Peace from one side of the earth, and the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. I'm looking forward to that time with great and eager anticipation, because I know that the foot of the wicked shall slide in due time. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor needy and to slay such as be of an upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked brethren. Listen, listen, it's so sweet. Remember, my daddy said, son, it's such a great thing. We can sit here in quietness and eat our bread and have our bread and gravy, and that we're at peace and there's no threats anywhere about us. Thank God for the peace and the stillness and the quietness. It's better to have a handful with quietness than both hands full with vexation of spirit. Says that twice in the Proverbs, and it's blessedly true. Now, the Lord knows the days of the upright, and for their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, they shall consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again. Oh, have you been robbed? Have you loaned to somebody and they didn't pay you back? You know, it's a funny thing about money. You can loan a guy money. You could loan him your coat, and it wouldn't be so bad. I guess if he didn't give it back, but if he didn't give you your money back, it hurts somehow. It hurts so bad it takes away your ability to buy and to sell and carry on. It does such a horrible thing to you. And the wicked do that. They do it. But thank God, I hope none of you have ever done that. And I hope if you have, you get on your face and say, God, forgive me, and do your best to rectify that and take care of it while you still have life and you still have time. Verse 20 says, but the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lamb. They shall consume away in the smoke. They shall consume away. Verse 22, for such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. And then David says, I've been young, and am now old, and yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I'm just 82 years old, but I can tell you for a fact, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging bread. God has taken care of his people some way, somehow. I've never seen them go hungry. I've never seen them naked. I've never seen them freezing. I've never seen that happen in all my life. And God will take care of you, brothers and sisters. It's like this group of people that hated Israel. Like there's people that hate you. The Ammonites and the Moabites and the Edomites and the Philistines. You read the pages of the Old Testament and you see how they were always in Israel's face. They were always giving them problems. But in the end, God cut them off. God cut them off. But first, he judged his people. Listen, he may judge you. If you get out of pocket and you get away and you go out into the world and you get into wickedness, don't you be surprised if God killed you, because it's better that you not perish with the wicked when all is said and done, because he'll judge you in this life. We know that that's true. You may get sick. You may lose all of your money. You may lose everything, but you'll never lose your salvation, praise God, because it's a gift of grace. Thank the Lord for that. Well, natural man doesn't see, doesn't understand. Only those that are God's children know and have an understanding. The Bible says, eyes not seen, nor ear heard, neither entered in the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. No man can understand that, but he's revealed them unto us by his Spirit. And we see this great time on earth, and we see this city of gold where we'll live forever, and where the saints of all the ages will live in the light of that wonderful city. Thanks be unto God, the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in the abundance of peace. And it's all because of one thing. Because our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life and before the foundation of the world. And because God's Son, Jesus Christ, come and paid for our sins by his own blood. Bible says he washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign with him on the earth. These are God's dear children who believe him, believe on his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior. They believe that. They believe he lived, as he said. They believe he was perfect, as the Bible says. They believed he died in their stead on the cross. They believed that he paid for all of their sins when he died on the cross. They believe he rose again on the third day. And they believe he ascended back into heaven and today sits at the right hand of God, ever making intercession for them. And they believe that one day he'll stand up and he will mount a white horse and he will lead all of the saints on white horses out of heaven to come back to Armageddon to destroy the armies of the Antichrist. And then he will reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords on the earth. Praise God. These are the ones who believe God's word in spite of the hatred, in spite of the spewing of the wicked. They know their Lord has saved them to the uttermost. And they praise him and they thank him and they wait upon him and walk in faithfulness. God bless you, my beloved.